know, they used to talk about Eddie so much, mm-hmm. and they wouldn't talk about Daryl in the same light. And I thought Daryl was every bit as good, if not better, than EP in terms of EP just had like this real smooth, and he was so highly recruited from Weston or whatever. And then because of Daryl left and came back, that's all they talked about was EP. But Daryl saved us in a whole bunch of games, yes, because they would talk so much about EP. You know, if you blinked, he was gone. I mean, I don't care who he was. I don't care if you was Carl Lewis. You wasn't going to catch him. Mm-hmm. It was, and he was just so smooth. He reminded me of Jerry Rice. So, like, you know, I kind of put him in groups of route runners. And Jerry Rice was so specific about his routes and whatever. And that's how Daryl was. Daryl was just such a good route runner, so specific about his routes. He was just he was a nightmare. Let me put it like that. That's the question you asked. He was a nightmare to cover. So.
Well, you know, we're having such a good show, and we normally take a 30-minute break, but today the Holy Spirit says keep moving, because we have a caller on the line. I want to welcome him to the show. Good morning, Brother Glover.
Yes, Kevin.
Good morning. Clarence Glover's on the line. Yeah, you hear your applause. We're applauding Clarence. You know, we're talking to Clarence Glover, guys.
Good morning.
And Clarence you're talking about WKU legend, right? Everybody in Kentucky knows about Clarence Glover and his notorious shoestring play, but more importantly, helping to co-lead the first and only Final Four appearance of the Hilltoppers, 1971, Clarence Glover. Good morning, Mr. Glover.
Good morning, Mr. Bill.
Yeah, so glad you could call in, and I know you're probably on the highway, and wanted to give you a moment just to bring us up to speed from your standpoint of what's going to happen on Saturday as a part of the Athletic Hall of Fame there in Western Kentucky, and what role you've had and continue to have in that work.
I thank you for the invitation to spend a couple of minutes with you. I think the first thing I need to do is mentioned about the competitiveness of getting into the Athletic Hall of Fame. So many people are familiar with a basketball Hall of Fame or a football Hall of Fame, and some of us are familiar with an Athletic Hall of Fame. With the Western Kentucky University Athletic Hall of Fame, we have approximately 19 different sports that an individual competes in and then competes to become a Hall of Famer. So we have people in the Hall of Fame such as the great Jim McDaniels, who played on the 1971 team, was the number one high school player in the country when he came out of high school, number one player in the country when he came out of college. Clara Donahue, who is an Olympic gold medalist, and of course the list goes on. Kenny Perry, on the professional golf for many years and was the MVP of the Ryder Cup. So let's just name a few to let you know that Daryl Drake is going in among some very distinguished alumni of WKU. Now, some people don't really know, many people know how you get into the Hall of Fame, but sometimes I'll hear people say, why isn't this person in the Hall of Fame? And I'll say, when did you nominate him or her? And they'll say to me, oh, you have to be nominated. And I say, yes. So the first thing is the person has to be nominated. Once they're nominated for the Hall of Fame, it goes into WKU W Club, and that can be found on the WKU website. When it gets to the W Club, it goes to a screening committee, and then that screening committee then looks at probably about 200 people, and they send 15 names to the board of directors. When those 15 names go to the board of directors, then they take those 15 names and they have rounds of voting to see which four are going to be selected for that year. And of course, for this year, we had Courtney Lee, who is just retired from the NBA in his 10th year in the NBA, Harry Jones in baseball, who's the first African-American to play baseball at WKU and became an All-American doing that. We have Stephanie Powers, and Stephanie was one of the greats that played in the women's basketball. And then, of course, we have a distinguished football athlete that became a distinguished National Football League coach, and that is Darryl Drake.
Amen, amen. Cool. Can we get an applause on that one?
Oh, that's right.
All right. Oh, yeah. Well, Clarence, we want to thank you for your leadership and your staunch support. I was telling the group in the first segment that had a chance, and I was honored to have that opportunity to have a three-way conversation with you, Darryl Drake, and myself. In I think the year was 2018. I know it was the year before he passed away, and we were talking about, you know, getting you familiar with him, and I think he knew about you. And I tell you, he was a historian. He knew about Clarence Glover. He led that conversation, giving you your recognition and new stuff that most people didn't know about you. But I just want to say thank you on behalf of the family, first and foremost. By the way, Derek Drake, Darryl's brother, is on the line, Clarence, and he'll be in Bowling Green on Saturday. Hope you'll meet him. Reverend Mark Hill, who is a childhood friend, college friend, known Darryl just about all of his life. He's in the studio. He's going to be there. And Carl Brasley, who also played with Darryl, who is also going to be nominated.
Yeah,
you know, you got to know this guy too, Brother Clarence. You know,
amen.
Yeah, he met a mark. I don't think we've had any other cornerbacks like Carl Brasley since he left the Hill back in the 80s. So anyways, and he had a great professional career beyond that as well, and does so much in our community. So I'm already nominating and promoting. But all of us will be there on Saturday. And again, I want to thank you for your leadership and the strategic and key role that you play down there on the Hill. Clarence, you also, in addition to being on the W Club, is on the Board of Trustees, I understand, right?
No, the one I'm on is the College Heights Foundation that oversees the money.
Okay.
Amen.
Yeah.
No,
even better.
I was asked to have the governor to recommend me for the Board of Regents. I said I'd rather stay with the one that oversees the money.
Amen.
That's why I'm heading. I've got a meeting there at 10 o'clock Central Time this morning for that. And we oversee right around $250 million that we have to steward. There's more, but we have about $275 million that we have to oversee, and then there's a few more dollars that come from other sources.
Well, we appreciate that, and we're gonna have to hang closer with you. You overseeing that kind of money, we're gonna be running real close with you.
Running routes.
Yeah.
You mentioned Carl Brasley. Carl's already been nominated for the Hall of Fame. With the stiff competition, it takes a certain number of votes from board members to get that one person in. But Carl is going to be one of the people in high field that's going to be going into the Hall of Fame in the very near future.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Praise amen. God for that. We're going to claim that one and work and do what we got to do, including being there to celebrate Darryl's induction on this Saturday. That means a lot to us.
I look forward to seeing all you guys there. And, of course, as far as I know, you'll be sitting with me at my table.
All right. Wonderful. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. You're in charge.
Go ahead,
Can
Derek.
Can I say something to Mr. Glover for
yes.
a second? Mr. Glover, this is Derek Drake. I just want to say thank you, especially on behalf of your, the conversation that you've had with Sheila. And we're just so thankful, the family, for your, everything that you've done in this. And I just want to say thank you so much. And I'm, totally looking forward to meeting you.
I appreciate that. I really do. That's kind of what it's all about for me, is that the different boards that I sit on is that to try to help others the way I was helped when I was coming through.
Amen.
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 Thank you. Thank you, Clarence. And, you know, we're going to continue the show. You're welcome to stay on. We are going to open the lines. The lines are open. If anybody wants to call in and pay tribute to Daryl Drake, friends, family, opposition, if you ever played against him, coached against him, we want to hear from you. So the lines are open. The number here is 502-571-1240. And while we wait for calls, we want to continue to have discussion. And I wanted to maybe just spend a minute talking about Daryl more as a person, you know, as a family and a friend. We've talked about how caring he was. You know, he always looked out for others. But I want to hear you guys, each one of you, give a testimony on the thing that sticks out the most to you in terms of this man's character. Let's start with you, Reverend Hill.
There's other people just as high character, other people who have done great things. But as far as a friend, brother, there's none, no better. I put him at that level where all of us here in this room, if it's 2 a.m, we haven't talked in 2 months. If it's 2 a.m, you make that phone call, you don't have to apologize for it. If you need somebody to come and help you, you're on the way. If I need a ride to the airport so I ain't got to leave my car, I can call Carl in about 15 minutes and he's going to come get me and take me there. So, you know, that love that you have is sometimes is closer than a brother. Daryl and Derek, they brotherhood was tight. And it's not like that with everyone. So I'm just saying that, you know, he was a brother to all who wanted a brother. Amen. All who needed a brother, he was there for you. So,
yeah.
You know, and he's done so many different things for so many people. You know, it's things that Daryl also believed what you do in secret, God rewards you openly. So you see, he was always blessed. Whenever he was with a team in Chicago and Lovey got let go, he got a phone call, boom, to go to Arizona. When Aaron's took a break and left, he didn't have to sit around. He said, I'm good. God's got me. He got a phone call, as Derek was sharing me the next day, to go to Pittsburgh because God gave increase.
Amen.
Everywhere he went, his wide receivers was always number one in the league. And so he was a hot item. He could have been assistant coach. He could have been head coach. He could have been offensive coordinator. Some of the people who he helped got to be head coaches, but it was only for a little while. They didn't make it. But Daryl, he made it everywhere he went. And he was always marketable, and he always gave God the glory, and he got the blessing.
Amen. Amen. Brother Carl.
Yeah, just so many memories. Like my first memories is Daryl just putting his arms around me. Like I said, I walked on the football team, and like I didn't know anybody for the most part, anything like that. And I remember we just walked down. He put his arms around me, and we walked down, and he was telling me, like, hey, man, don't worry about it. You're going to be okay. And then just all through the years, we roomed together for a bit at Western. And then we always stayed in touch all through the years. And like Mark said, like with all you guys, man, with you, Kevin, with Herb, with Mark, you know, it was really just a brotherhood. And I'm just amazed, you know, as you think back, you know, we were all just knuckleheads at school. Didn't know what we were going to do, where we was going to go, how we was going to turn out. I mean, we could have wound up being anything. And I just look at, man, the character and that has, you know, it was always there, and how we, you know, in our own lives, in our own ways, man, have grown, and, you know, the fellowship has stayed strong, even within the Buzzers. I thought the Buzzers was the coolest thing. I joined on the grad chapter.
And you, yeah, amen, amen. Glad you always were the Buzzers, because you was in Keene Hall when we started the Buzzers. So, Brother Steve Murphy's in the studio with us, and Brother Steve, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How you brothers doing?
Doing good.
Harry Drake was one just a fantastic brother, man. He had a good spirit, a good heart, and I'm gonna tell you all the stories we did at WKU. But Harry, he did move pretty slow, but he was fast when he needed to be fast. And I'm honored to be in the studio with all you good brothers this morning. Hey. Praise Lee.
Murph Daddy.
Thank you, yeah, Murph.
Yeah, Harry was a good brother. I always call him Harry, never Daryl, but Harry Drake, man. And like I said, he's just so nonchalant about everything, man, but he just had a good heart and a good spirit. So,
I'm glad you brought that up, Murph, because I was going to ask. I know when Mark spoke at Daryl's funeral,
right?
And mm-hmm. He kind of gave us the story on how he became Harry D. Mm-hmm. Talk about that. How did you get that name?
Well, you know what? It's funny because when we were coming up and started, I believe Derek can confirm, started in middle school, junior high for us then. Hey, man, we called him Harry J. But the story was, you know, we always played the dozens, so we talked about his ears, right? So he went from Harry J. So he went from Harry J. to when we got to WKU, you know, it was a different thought pattern. It was like, hey, man, Harry J. It was like, it's Harry D. and right now, let me tell you this about his brother on the line. Mm-hmm. If you really want to find his movies, because he just didn't play in some movies, he starred in some movies. Mm-hmm. And you know, sometimes I'm watching TV, and I hear his voice, and, mm-hmm. I turn around, and it's him. But I try to keep up. But if you Google Derek D, D-E-E, right. Derek D,
right.
Drake, all his movies will pop up anyway.
Right.
You can put Derek Drake actor, it all come up. But if you put Derek D, so now he's Derek D, but it was Harry D first.
It was Harry D first. Amen.
So, Kevin, I just want to say something real quick. You know, it's funny. I'm looking around at, like, Murph and Herb, you and, you know, most people don't know, but we all had nicknames.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah. And Daryl was the one who gave me my nickname, you know, at school. But, you know, you just, like, say all this stuff just sort of coming back. You know, like, you just called me Dr. Death.
That's right. And
it was because I was one of the smallest guys out there, and I made a good hit one day. And, you know, like, say, playing the dozens, you know, Daryl was like, man, look at this little brother. He's like Death. He's like Dr. Death. And then it just stuck from that point on. It was just funny, man.
And Carl said he made a good hit one day. Carl made a good hit a lot of days.
He sure did.
Knocking people out.
Yes, he did. Yep. So, Herbert L., you want to give that correct assessment, you know, from your standpoint?
Oh, man, you know, from a correct assessment, man, you can't find another guy no better than Harry D. Drake. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, the lesson that I learned was that, you know, we was as all of us as a group was character building, but we was also leaders of other young men that came down to West Kentucky University after us. And I felt like, you know, I keep hearing the name Buzzards. And basically, when I look at the Buzzards, it was another group called People's Choice. Just keep it real, right? And it was all Louisville too, right? Yeah. So at the end of the day, you know, People's Choice was, they was very athletic too, right? So, you know, there wasn't enough room on one team.
Herb, don't forget about Malibu Beach.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, you know, wasn't enough room for all the athletes, but, you know, we as the Buzzers, we was kind of had a, you know, if you wasn't on the first team, the second team or the third team, there was always somebody competing against us, and the People's Choice and Malibu Beach and all that. So we had a good time. And I would say, you know, it was great fellowship. That's all I can say. And Harry D was part of that leadership.
Amen.
Yeah, and Derek, I'm going to come to you next, and you're going to kind of close us out on the character piece, because I know nobody knows a brother like his brother. But I got to tell you, your brother, to me, he impacted me in a lot of ways. And I must say this, I has not seen Daryl Drake in person for probably approaching 35 years, right? I remember last time we were in Bowling Green, he and Sheila were there. Sherry and I were driving through, and we visited them. But here's the thing. Throughout his career, whether he was with the University of Texas, mm-hmm. whether he was with the Chicago Bears, whether he was with the Arizona Cardinals, whether he was with the Pittsburgh Steelers, mm-hmm. I didn't have his cell phone, but I could always call the institution and leave a message. Mm-hmm. And never once did he fail to return my call in less than a day. And every time he answered the phone, I would answer the phone, he would say, Rock Fields. that was the nickname he gave me. Yeah. And so, you know, I love Adura. You know, he also called me his little cousin. You know, I treasure that too. But love him dearly, and I just want to, you know, say to you, man, we're proud to have this moment of celebration on his behalf and on behalf of the family. But I'll let you kind of give your, you know, this is not final comments yet, but give your piece on Daryl as a brother.
Man, you know,
I think at the when I spoke at the funeral, you know, I think I was about maybe 6 years old before I didn't realize my name was Derek and he was Daryl because it was always Dick and Daryl.
That's right.
I mean, everywhere we went, Dick and Daryl, Dick and Daryl. Like, y'all twins? Like, no. But I mean, you know, we were thick as thieves, you know, early in life, you know, I was like dominant. So, you know, we used to have our little scuffles, just being competitive. And I just think about his competitive nature, but at the same time, just a genuine friend. As I listen to you on the phone, I can say, like, what's up, Merv? And Braze, you know, because he always thought of you always, and my boys right there. And then he'd be like, oh, no.
Yeah.
That's right. Now.
Yeah, that's a
yeah. Hey. Yeah. Yeah.
And, you used to talk all about the buzzers. And then, of course, you know, one of the things he's always talked about was Silk's infamous letter he wrote to himself. Gonna score so many points because somebody left him off a team or something. But he idolized his time down there. And man, my brother, if you were a friend, you were a friend for life. And he always made himself available, no matter what school he was at, no matter what he was doing. I got a real quick story. Somebody probably doesn't know. I came home from school one day. And when I was at Eastern, and you know, I went in his drawer to meddle because I was trying to keep up with college recruiters, and so he had a letter in there from Notre Dame offering him a scholarship. Mm-hmm. So I read it, give him my letter. I'm like, what are you doing? I don't want to play basketball. I'm like, this Notre Dame. I don't care. I ain't going. I said, I'm gonna tell on you. So I took the letter, and my mom said, "Mom, this boy's hiding all these scholarships. Notre Dame's offering him a scholarship." He said, "I don't want to go." So he always knew what it was he wanted to do. I was the opposite. I prayed about it, but I couldn't wait. But when he prayed about it, he waited, and he, you know, every door that opened, it was his. It was just destined to happen. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to say for all of you all that, man, he really cherished his time and EKU, of course, you know, Carl, you and Daryl just like thick and thin. That's my man right there, Carl.
Yeah.
And then he'd always say, you talk to Merv.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then of course Silk and you know, man, it's just beautiful. You know, it's a double-edged sword because I love my brother so much. I miss him. And it's just, you know what I mean? You know, we share them bunk beds with no air conditioning for years. And, you know, I just, you know, he told me once that he didn't think he would have ever made it to athletically the way that it turned out, because he just said that, you know, I never let him quit. And that's probably true. Just never let him quit. Because, I mean, to be honest, man, and Hill, and anybody tell you, he had about a 40-inch vertical. Yeah, goodness.
Sure.
Yeah.
We would play back in, you know, the infamous Daryl Griffith garage. And, I mean, there came a time when I'm like, you know, myself and Mike, like, I think we in trouble.
That's right.
Well, I tell you, this has been a great hour, and we've got 5 minutes, and this is going to be just enough time for everybody to have a final comment. And I just want to say this has been a blessing to have this moment of paying tribute to Daryl Drake. And this is just a kickoff, because we're going to be celebrating throughout the weekend as we go down and be a part of the homecoming, be a part of the induction ceremony. Again, thanks Clarence Glover and the W Club for inducting Daryl. But I'm going to go around and just have each one of you give a final comment. Herbert, I'll start with you.
Thanks, Kevin. I would just say to the community, come down to WKU this weekend to enjoy the festivities and the induction of Daryl into the Hall of Fame.
Thank you. Yeah, and do that. We did do a press release up here. We want local media to know. We asked the Louisville Defender to publish an article, mm-hmm. and we're going to, you know, continue to raise as much fanfare as we can. But Brother Carl, what's this moment mean to you or your teammates coming in and you coming behind him?
It's so well deserved. I just think, man, couldn't happen to a better person. It's going to be excited to see Sheila and the family and everybody there. I know she's going to be emotional to talk to her a few times. But, you know, just the brotherhood. Like, what Daryl represents is what we're doing now. He was always about the brotherhood, always about us being together.
Amen.
And, man, I just think about, you know, the love I have for you brothers, man. It goes beyond words. And that's what Daryl was all about. I mean, he's smiling on us now.
Amen. Amen. Big Wally, I'm going to come to you because Rev's going to close us out with prayer. So you want to give your final comment.
Yeah, let me just say that, you know, let me just talk about his wife, Sheila, and my three nieces. I mean, there's some beautiful girls, and one of them's like Daryl's identical, the middle one, which you all will see, Felicia. But first of all, I just want to thank y'all. You know, give glory and honor to God. And I just, you know, if we want to take something forward from Daryl, it's like always help somebody along the way.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. Amen. Reverend Hill.
Hey, amen. I just like to say, as a pastor, every year I have an anniversary, and people put light on the pastor. We get way too much credit, way too much blame, but they usually leave your wife out. And I want to leave my final remarks about Sheila D. Sheila Drake.
Amen.
Hey, if it wasn't for her, it would have been harder for Harry D. Amen. Yeah. Because she took so much off his plate. Amen. And he didn't care. He loved it. He pushed stuff to her plate. Hey, you handle that. You handle that.
Amen.
And she can handle it. Amen. Amen. So, amen. And she's also been.
Amen.
And she's also been handling, you know, the situation. You know, we talk every week and we share. And she shares right back with me and encourages me as I try to do what I do in ministry. Amen. I just want to thank God. The Bible says when you find a wife, you find a good thing. Amen.
Amen.
And Sheila Drake was a good thing for Harry D and they family as a whole. And she still is. So continue to lift her up too. Amen. Amen. As she comes through this again, it's bittersweet. But you know, God's going to give her strength to continue on in the faith that she and Daryl shared together.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, this is bittersweet because we miss Daryl and. But I'm glad.
Kevin, can we get a call in real quick?
Oh, we have a call on the line? We got 1 minute. Caller, give us your name and comment, please.
Hey, my name is Tim Clay, originally from Louisville.
Tim.
Went to school with Daryl. Okay, go on.
Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah. I went to school with Daryl Drake, and I just wanted to say a few words on his behalf. It was just great knowing him. I never thought he would have gone so far, but he went very far, and I was very proud of him. And may he rest in peace.
Amen. What school did you go to with Daryl?
We went to Highland together. Highland Junior High School.
Highland Junior High. Okay.
Yeah. We won that championship, didn't we? We did win that championship.
Amen.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right. That's definitely a blast from the past, Tim. Thank you for calling in. And, folks, that completes our show for this week. We do want to remind our listeners that we are promoting the 75-year anniversary challenge campaign at LCCC. You can go out to our website, lccnews.org, and process your donation in any increment of 75. We will certainly appreciate it. We are still doing programs at our Business Intelligence Center. Herbert L. is involved in that. And we've got workshops there. And next week's show, we'll be back here unpacking what we thought was a great economic mobility summit last month. And, you know, this is the month to be thankful. And we just want to leave today's show on a note of gratitude and thanks. Certainly thanks for this moment to celebrate Daryl Drake. But thanks for everybody who's out here living in that spirit of serving others and helping others, and especially for brothers who are doing that. So with that, we're going to wrap up this week's show. Rev, we got a moment for 10 seconds of prayer. You want to pray us out?
Amen. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to come together, fellowship. Lord, thank all who've called in, all who was listening. Continue to bless Kevin and Herbert and the things that they're doing for this community. And as we leave here today, we pray you never leave us. Keep us in your will. keep us in your way, keep us in your word. In Jesus, amen.
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 Thank you for listening to Russell on the Move, LCCC's weekly affairs update on Russell and surrounding neighborhoods in West Louisville. We hope you enjoyed our show and took away news you can use to help lift your spirits and increase your prosperity. Join us next week as we continue our mission, equity advancement and community empowerment. For now, be safe, be blessed, until we meet again, the LCCC. Leading with vision, educating on economic mobility, advancing equity, developing quality.